Could you comment a little bit about the use of MRD assays? What type of assay? And is it something that you think should be done in a non-trial setting?
Yeah, so I think there's a huge amount of data now that becoming MRD negative in this disease has huge prognostic significance, particularly after chemotherapy. The routine way that I do MRD in my patients is that, now, I did a bone marrow after the end of his therapy to look for the MRD question particularly. Nobody likes having bone marrows, and I certainly don't routinely perform more bone marrows to look for MRD. How I do it is I look in the peripheral blood. We look by flow assays, by multicolor flow. It's a sensitive technique. And as long as a patient remains negative in their blood, I don't then, go on and do anything more than that. So I'm monitoring the patients routinely in their blood. You can do it by PCR, but, I think it's a good enough assay with using the six-color flow cytometry assay that we use kind of pretty routinely now to monitor patients' blood. And I'm able to tell patients that they're negative. To really tell a patient that they've had the best response, you really do need to have a bone marrow because not everyone who's negative in blood is going to be negative in bone marrow. It's like going another level deeper. So in his case, where we were going for cure and I wanted to see how good the response was, I looked in his bone marrow and was able to tell him he was negative in his bone marrow. Now, lots of the clinical trials then go on and do more serial bone marrow biopsies. I don't think that's something that people are going to want to do in routine practice, and I don't think it's something my patients want to subject themselves to. So I monitor the blood. And if the blood becomes positive, then you can start looking in a bit more detail.
So, and I see this man is now 18 months post FCR, still MRD negative. I don't know if he's asked you this, but if he did ask you statistically what the likelihood is at this point that he's going to relapse, what would you say? In other words, what is the chance he's cured at this point?
Well, when I started off treating him, I told him he had a 60% chance of being cured, 18 months MRD negative rate. He's already gone past about half of that risk of relapsing. So, should say now he's got, an 80% plus chance of being cured at this point.
So, what I'm really curious about is how this man feels about having gone through all this. Is he glad he did, or did he wish he had ibrutinib?
Well, he certainly, as we're getting further away from the treatment, he's now glad he did. He was not giving me a good time at the time he was struggling through the FCR and thinking about I could have been having ibrutinib. Now, of course, that he's been off treatment for a year, he's beginning to see the benefit of being off therapy rather than being on some continual therapy for the rest of your life. A very different conversation than having, this woman, the first one, who's now 75. The concept for her of staying on therapy, she's taking blood pressure medication. And she's taking ibrutinib, and she thinks of it in the same way. I take a tablet to control my blood pressure. I take a tablet to control my CLL. But giving somebody in their 40s and 50s lifelong therapy, it becomes quite a bigger implication.
So we'll talk about whether or not maybe that might not be happening in the future. But I'm going to ask, and I don't know if we really have a great answer to this, but I would imagine a well-read patient or maybe a health professional might ask this question, which is, you painted this picture for this particular subset, mutated 70p and p53 negative in terms of cure with FCR. If somebody were to say to you, what about BR or obinutuzumab bendamustine? Do you see cures there?
Well, yes, but there are two things. The plateau's lower than it is with FCR. And the plateau's shorter at the moment because we don't have the same duration of follow-up with the BR, and we certainly don't have that data with the BO. The bendamustine-obinutuzumab combination is certainly a bit more toxic. There's more neutropenia when you use the obinutuzumab compared to the rituximab. So we'll have to see what the longer-term follow-up is. But on the CLL10 study that compared FCR with BR, and in the subset that are mutated, the same thing is true. The mutated patients do much better with BR or BO than the unmutated patients do. But I would argue that they still do less well than the FCR patients.